No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine.
Kia ora, Rachel.
How are you? I'm good. Sorry, I think I actually just hung up on you. Totally accidentally. It's great to have you on the show, though, and bearing with my terrible technology on a Monday morning. We've got many, many a question from the BFM listeners to put to you, so we might just dive straight into it. Is that all good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Excellent. Our first one here is from somebody who says, I found out I was getting paid less than everyone, although doing the same amount of work. I've asked for a pay rise and I got told off for talking about pay from my boss because I didn't realise the contract said we aren't allowed to talk about pay. Can workplaces do that?
So, this question kind of stumped me when I first saw it, because only a really terrible employer would put that in a contract, I'm just going to be honest. We've talked about previously how not discussing pay is a way to drive wages down and to have inequities within a team. Mm. So to have that in a contract is quite disturbing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I had a look at the Employment Relations Act, and I think, you know, firstly, what's in a contract is in a contract. And so, like, a lot of contract law will say, well, if you sign the contract, you've agreed to those terms, right? Now, that's just kind of why I want to stress that it's really important that when you do get a job that you read through that contract really carefully. And if there is anything that you have questions about or you're not sure about, that you look into it, because they can kind of sneak these things in. And this, for instance, is a way to stop you from finding out things like you're being paid less than your coworkers, right?
Right.
So just a quick kind of lesson from that is just always read your contract and don't sign anything that has, like, I would not sign a contract that has that stipulation. I would ask for that to be removed before I signed any contract. The other thing is this is one of the perks of having a unionized workplace as well, because everything is transparent and those rates are all in the contract, so you know exactly what everybody's earning based on their experience or how long they've been there. So that's why unionizing your workplace can be so good for just equalizing among your coworkers. So then the other thing I just wanted to say is that I'm not sure this stipulation in the contract would actually hold up. I think it's not in good faith, so
right.
Employers have an obligation to act in good faith and to have trust, and there has to be trust and confidence between both the employee and the employer. And I think that's kind of the response I would say. It's like, well, I have this information regardless of whether, you know, the contract says I shouldn't have asked for it or not. And this information has come to me and I'd like it to be rectified, and that you have questions around good faith. I would also join a union if you haven't, just to also get some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise go to the community law center just to get, you know, I think you do need some support around this, but I don't think that clause is in good faith. I think that goes to the heart of the relationship between the employer and the employee, and no good employer would put that in a contract.
Well, that is very good to know. We've got another question here, Justine. It says, I took on additional tasks at my workplace in April to assist with the impact of COVID-19. This has taken up 30% plus of my workload since April, and it's not covered in my job description. I made this clear that this was temporary at the time, but I don't see things changing. What are my rights in this situation, and how would you suggest I approach?
So if it's not in your job description, you need your, and it's not, and you know, it's taking up a lot of your work time, either the job description needs to be amended, and that needs to be reflected as well in your pay. But you can refuse to do, you need to talk to your boss, because you don't have to do work that's not in your job description. The job description is there as a framework for the work that you're supposed to engage in and the role that you have. So I would definitely be asking for more compensation for the work, you know, for the extra work that you've been doing. I mean, you've agreed to it since April, so you can't ask retroactively. But from this point on, either we need to renegotiate the job description and probably the pay rate because you're doing more work, or you need to go back to your original job.
So what's the best approach for them to take? Should they be just approaching their boss straight off the bat, or should they maybe go in with a support person or a union rep? Or what would you say is the best way to go in?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's always unsaid. I always want people to be supported in their job by either a support person, ideally a union delegate or a union rep in any kind of situation like this. I think that, especially your delegate, so, you know, the delegates are the reps on the floor. So there'll be people, your elected representative from the union. So if you do have a delegate, absolutely. And if you don't, a support person. And also just join a union. That's my advice. Oh, dear.
That is, I hope that's helpful for you, Texter. We've got another one here which says, I work in a cool store. Now, the first time I read this, I thought they were like, I work in a cool store. But now I realize they mean a cool store, like for meat
this
and
is
things.
A rad store.
Yeah. I work in a cool store, and sometimes we have to work in the freezer with negative 18 degrees. What's the longest I should be made to work in there? It's pretty cool.
So, I don't have the answer to that just because I don't know. I don't know temperatures very well, but it is a health and safety issue. So you need your health and safety rep to be involved in that. Do you have a health and safety rep? If you don't have a health and safety rep, we need to look into this workplace getting a health and safety rep ASAP, because that's how we can make sure. So it sounds to me that if it is unsafe, and I'm assuming that's kind of what this person is saying, the question asker is saying, because, you know, a long period of time at that temperature, it seems like it would be unsafe. Then, that's a really pressing health and safety concern. And the best thing to do to kind of to raise that issue is to have a health and safety rep, because they have legal powers outside of the workplace. They can talk to WorkSafe, they can raise a provisional improvement notice, and all sorts of things that they can do. So if you do have a health and safety rep, please do talk to them. If you don't, look into getting one. And I would raise it, in the meantime, raise it with your coworkers. And if they, who's working in there, do they also feel not really safe? And then you can raise it, not necessarily through a health and safety rep if you don't have one yet, but do raise it with your boss ASAP. If you are feeling unsafe, I think that's really important.
Sounds like something you should definitely know how long you're supposed to be in there for, because that is cold.
There should be guidelines around that. And if there isn't, that's really concerning to me.
Our very last question for this morning, and if we missed anybody's questions, we will get to those next week. So thank you everyone who's been texting them in. But our last one this morning is, I don't get along with someone I work with, but they're really close with my boss. I'm worried if I complain about my colleague to my boss, then they're going to take my colleague's side. How do I approach this to make sure I don't end up worse off?
Okay. So firstly, if you're not a member of a union, join a union, because you haven't done anything yet. So that's awesome. You know how I've talked about how sometimes unions can't help you with retroactive issues?
Right.
If you've joined after, something's happened. You're saying there might be a problem in the future, so join a union now is what I would just say, because I rarely get to tell people at this stage to do that, so I do want to say that. The other thing I would say is your boss should behave professionally and not allow their personal relationships to cloud their ability to, appropriately and professionally handle a situation. But that's in the ideal world. We know that this happens. So that's why I would... if I was a member of a union, that would make me feel more confident in raising these issues, because if anything goes wrong, I then have some recourse and I know that I'll have some support in dealing with that further, along the track.
Yeah.
I think it also helps to then be able to escalate it. So, your boss is not the only port of call. You could go higher than your boss. I wouldn't want to in the first instance. I wouldn't want to just go over your boss's head, because I think that could do more harm than good in terms of that relationship with your boss, which you're clearly worried about. I don't know what your coworker's doing. So, in the past I've kind of said, I think the first port of call is to try and resolve conflict person to person. So what are they doing? Is it something that can be resolved? If not, I would talk to your boss. I would make sure that I record, the meeting, just not for to use as evidence, but to make notes for yourself.
Yeah.
Just to ensure that know what was said and what was, and if your boss did make any kind of, hey, I'll do this and this, to make sure it's followed up. So I would when I do talk to the boss about it, I would just make sure I record that and I date that and you just make sure that you know what was said at that point, and then go from there. And if you do have any issues, hopefully you would be a union member, and then your union rep would be able to support you as well.
Fantastic. That sounds like sounds like some sound advice. Cheers, Justine. And thank you everyone who has been sending in texts. If we didn't get to your question this morning, we will put it to you next week, Justine. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Talk to you then.
Cheers.
Bye.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.